ex-girlfriend.
Can you give me a ride?
I need to be driven
to tears.
Been feeling too good about who I am. Can't take any more of this. Oh, damn. Come on, vehicle buzz. Somebody just like old times. Woo! Some people equate finding and joining with somebody you love to be a profoundly religious experience, ripe with deep connections, electric attraction, and is a great way to gain unlimited access to more clothes and CDs. The rest of us, however, especially having just been dumped, like myself, are more apt to compare it to serving time. You lose your freedom, you get stripped down, and then scrutinized by someone bigger and considerably more powerful than yourself. Picture a large, brutish oaf of a man forcibly bending a jockey-sized Peabody over a steel toilet in a small cell, and you don't have too far to stretch before recognizing some guy's girlfriend, cornering him and intimidatingly asking him what his life intentions are, or why he has yet to yield to a confident world man who can defend her honor 1 minute and then answer questions like, does redemption happen in this lifetime, the next? Well, hold on, lady, while I find a phone booth to change in, you dig? And when the relationship predictably ends, you wonder to yourself if all the pain and suffering was really worth it. Did it make you a better person? I ask. Did it make me a better person? Huh? Did it? Answer me! Come on, answer me! Eventually, the big question arises. Whether they asked you and you had no choice, or if by chance you actually asked it on your own. Is it love? That very question has evoked steadfast Shakespearean dramas, land disputes, and hideously trite yet very catchy adult contemporary top 40 hits. It is as ageless as human thought, and probably more so. If alien races exist, I assure you the question plagues them as well. Now, I'm the most articulate person, especially when it comes to the subject of love, but I know when it comes to me. How? 3 reasons. 1, if I'm not with that person, but I long painfully just to share space with them. 2, if I'll share anything with them. Food, money, feelings, secrets, like all the times I pooped my pants when I thought I was only going to fart. And lastly, if when I'm done masturbating to their likeness and I'm still thinking about them, that is the key. I'm not off making a sandwich or wondering how I'm going to explain why I've been an employee resting for so long. So if you ever find yourself being asked, is it love? Consider those 3 criteria. If you fall short, start digging through bookstore dumpsters for thrown out porn, because you're probably wasting your time with that person. If you think you found a match, though, start brushing your teeth every night and buying some new underwear, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Remember what Cindy Lauper says. Your true colors are beautiful, like a rainbow in the dark. I'm out of here. Good luck. Don't kill nobody.